And last week you said something about silver going down to 910, which is a shocking number. I bought silver years and years ago for about $6, and of course we know it went way up, and now it's coming down.
No, it didn't.
And I'm just thinking.
No, it didn't.
No.
Silver didn't go up since Jesus. Silver ain't going up a dime.
How do we keep ourselves from allowing our assets or our wealth, if we want to call it that, which we put aside and watched it appreciate? Can we keep it anywhere under the bed in cash? You know.
See, the cash is the problem. You're trying to gauge your value by that. Do it like Bob. Put it on an ice cream.
Ice cream's good. Gelato. I like gelato a little better.
Nice, yes, nice. It is good. It's creamier. But Bob wouldn't know. He doesn't even know what ice cream is. He just knows it goes to the store cold real easy. But yes, $16.83 an ounce. But it's the same. Money's getting cheaper.
I was going to buy a house with it, and now I can't buy a house with it, you see.
Silver is $16.83 an ounce.
Yes. February the 1st of 11, it was $50 an ounce.
Right, it was right up there. But when I bought it initially, when I took my dollars, my junk money, and I bought it at $6 in 2004. That's how much silver was then.
How high was it? What was it?
2004, it was $6 an ounce. And now it's 16 an ounce, but it was almost 50 an ounce. Certainly it was 40, but in 2011. Now it's come down halfway back, and I say to myself, maybe I want to do something else with this. Maybe gold is a better investment at this. Are these all going to go up and down like yo-yos forever?
They're always the same.
But what I can cash it in order to buy the house or the car
that
or anything else.
That changes.
I know. Is there a way to protect myself?
Come into your place of power. We mean specifically applying the place of power. You're confusing your thing for your thing. You're trying to make the money or your position be your value. The secret is not in your silver. We say if you wanted to be rich, if that's your goal, give it away for free. That's what rich people do. Give it away, then they'll give you a house.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll find a way to do it. Your dollars don't make you be. You can't attach it to it. Now your worth is based on a choice you made in 2004, which now you've made $10 a share. If you'd have bought the damn house in that same time frame, it would be up, 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 and down, 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 and probably about where it would be now.
I bought a house at the same time.
This is another class, a whole another conversation. So now the silver isn't the way you gauge your worth. The value of the money is not the value of you. Cynthia learned this years ago. She's good. She plays with it up or down, over and under. It's everything a rabbit can do to a stump. It's not about that. If you know things, if there's a reason to own a company or own a thing, like we told the folks to do with the silver and the platinum and the swapping and the buying the gold for cheap and swapping it for platinum and getting paid boot.
Mm-hmm.
How marvelous.
Right.
Now, platinum is still higher than gold, but it doesn't matter. It's just a hedge. It's a hedge. It doesn't make any difference. Solomon had all that gold. Bob has got, we don't even want to talk about that. That's a whole another conversation, and he doesn't even care. He doesn't even care. Ask him. He doesn't even really know. That's not what he uses to gauge his worth or value. He's still stuck in that ridiculous, metaphorical nothingness of mortar, the mystery landscape.
Yeah,
that's where I am.
That's all he'll do. He won't go anymore, but he ain't hurting. So he's like, okay. Now, if he hurts, he's going to change, but he's not hurting. So you're not going to change. We wish the same for you. So divest yourself of it.
Hey, what's that sound, Ayn? Where's that coming from?
queen to queen level three.
So it's not a caller. It's not something showing up here.
They may have a caller on.
You want to say anything, Legend?
I gave somebody a ride a few months ago. I take her to her destination, and she completely, like, changed shape. My question is, there's quite a few shapeshifters around. Is that correct?
Yes. And especially in your area around you, there's lots of them.
What's their general life expectancy? Do they live for hundreds of years?
They do.
They're not born through hospitals. Is that correct?
No, a few things are. Airborne allergens are born in hospitals. Disease is born in hospitals.
Now, Ion, that applies just to Legend. That applies to the person who's asking the question. Those statements apply only to Legend.
What I'm saying is they don't come through vagina.
Whatever Ion answers will be just true for you. Are you saying anything outside of Legend's reality, Ion, when you address
Bob? Bob is the agar of the soul.
So, Ion, your answers to Legend only apply to him.
It's in petri dishes where you spread things to see what grows when you do a
culture. So you can actually learn something here tonight, Legend. All your questioning, it comes down to this point that what you ask, Ion gives you the answer for you. It doesn't apply to anybody else. So stop thinking there's some outer world out there.
Well, there is an outer world, but if it doesn't affect you, it doesn't matter to you. If it does affect, it does. There's a lot of people who don't notice shapeshifters. They live with them. They don't notice. That's not their question. If they ask, they can apply it, but not necessarily.
Okay, can I continue on with my questioning, please, without Bob interrupting?
Well, that's
no.
Not Bob. No. See? So just ask your question. It'll be all right. Go with it.
Okay, generally speaking, what's their life expectancy?
There is no generally speaking. They're eternal.
Okay. They're eternal. So when I meet a shapeshifter, they've been around for quite some time. So they can go male, female, they can go old, young, they can shapeshift in whatever they feel like.
Yes.
And what gives them that capacity to do that? Is that something that they develop a trait over?
If you could lick your own balls, you know you would.
Now, where does that come from? I'm not talking about licking balls.
Shifting.
How are they able to develop that? I mean,
it's called autofellatio. Yes.
You're not getting serious answers, Legend, because you come in with an attitude or something, and Ion's just bullshitting you.
No, autofellatio is real, and you would.
Yeah, see, but that's not his question. He's not talking about autofellatio. You're taking into stupid areas.
No, he's asking specifically the dynamics of the quantitative inference of shape-shifting, and we applied most of it also to himself, which it does apply, and encouraged him to know that as a shape-shifter, if he could lick his own genitalia, he most certainly would. That's all.
There's quite a few shapeshifters in the Congress, politics.
No, there are no shapeshifters in other people's worlds. It's only in your world.
Can you describe?
That's what's happening here.
Barbara Bush.
And she shapes into reptilian or what?
No. Not reptilian. In shapes and all kinds of things.
What does she shape into? Like younger, older, male, what?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever she wants.
How old is she?
Through the fingernails of Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew, vice president in the early 70s for Nixon.
Bob's even got it together. It was the grassy knoll, right, Bob?
Yeah, grassy knoll, 1963. October 22nd. Not November 22nd. It all happened October 22nd.
Was she Aleister Crowley's daughter, or is she?
No, she's not.
Is Putin a shapeshifter?
No, he's a watcher. Back in the USSR.
My mom directed me to a portal down here by the park of my house, and we went over there, and we appeared to have found it. But when we found it, it was late at night, and there are some other shapeshifters there. Were they watching us?
No, they were guarding the. They didn't want you in that wormhole, and so they were keeping you from engaging it.
But initially, we engaged it. Is that correct?
Well, initially, is that like almost fucked?
Exactly. It seemed like we found it, but then there was a lot of distractions and there was a lot of like stuff going on around there. Was there other activity in the park other than the shapeshifters?
They were just trying to keep you away from it because that's how you ended up with the coitus interruptus.
Were they shapeshifting in the forest? Because first we could see them, then we didn't see them, then they kind of reappeared and they appeared. Were they kind of like in and out of that whole area the whole time we were there?
Yep, yep, yep. And then the two guys by the tree that freaked you out.
Okay, so that was all kind of a distraction. And the purpose for that is they didn't want their little honey hole exposed?
They didn't want you in that portal, wormhole.
They didn't want me in that portal. Okay, so I went back there later on, a few weeks later.
Dead as a hammer.
And, yeah, dead as a hammer. Why is that?
It shifted the wormhole.
Like 100 yards away or like 20 yards away? Or was I close to it?
No.
How far do they shift like that? I mean, do they move quite a bit in distance?
If you move quite a bit in distance, that has to do with time. There is no time, so they just are. It's convergence. In order for something to move, it has to move in time, and there is no time, so it can't move. Convergence means it converges somewhere else. Has nothing to do with time. So therefore, if it had to do with time, why don't you just go back to that time when it was and converge with it? If it's true, if that's the case, then go back in time then, and then you will. If it's about time.
Well, I thought it was the same spot then every time, so why wouldn't I be able to check
because
it out every time I went
no
over
time.
There?
Because there is no time. That's the point. Every time there is no time.
If it's at the same spot, is that correct?
Yes, but not every time.
Like full moon, is that a good time to go over there? Is it more active during a full moon?
There is no time, no.
Can you provide suggestions on how to catch that portal when it's most active?
Go back in time to when it was. If you're going to make it be about time, go back to the...
I don't want to make it be about time. I just want to access it when I choose to.
Then go do it now. Because now is then, and the now is now. If then the now that was then, that is now, that's going to be when it's then, has to be the same then that was now that's then. Because if the then isn't now, then the now can't be then. Because now and then can't be when. The end is now. That's then.
This is Kevin. Whenever we access the cloud for information, does it enter our brain in a certain area of the brain?
Frontal lobe. Short-term memory. What we're trying to do is change the way you think. Because your thinking as a little man is what got your ass sore in the first place. So we're trying to convert everything into short-term memory. That's why your smartphones remember your numbers. They don't even remember the numbers anymore. You just say, call Siri, call asshole, and it knows who asshole is. We're processing the information from the cloud in your frontal lobe only, not in your long-term. Back lobes. Long-term memory is in the back. That's why phone numbers are less than 10 numbers, because you won't be able to remember them. So, we're doing frontal lobe, and if it's more than 10 numbers, then we want you to go to the cloud. We don't want you to use your long-term memory.
Using the cloud is relying on its memory?
So,
it doesn't have
people
a memory
who are having...
Well, how are we using the cloud?
You're not. It's using you.
Yeah, I just got a quick message from it this week, and it was definitely very visual and very instant, and it was it did feel like it was in the front of my brain.
Oh, how self-loathing that could be.
What happened was I just got this idea, and I was verified later on, but exactly after I got the idea, I just instantly ran right into my labyrinth in my mind and got just different answers completely. But an hour later, that instant message was verified, and that was the reality. So it became what is in my world, or what...
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that, but...
Well, quit trying to explain it. That's why we put it in the cloud, so you don't have to explain it. It validated itself. The cloud of worry is moving. Move with the cloud. You have no choice. That wasn't a suggestion. Now,
I guess
your very knowing itself will be based on if it's cloud presented or not. If it's not presented by the cloud, it is not. Watch. We move markets now based on what the cloud says it is. You hear that, Khalifi?
I hear it.
what did he say, Khalifi?
He said, we move markets. You hear me, Khalifi? I know it. I already know it. Is Ruth dead, my spiritual Jewish mother?
No, but the question you're asking, the answer is S-O.
What is S-O?
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Google S-O and see. You get it?
Ion, you were talking about short-term memory a little bit ago and the cloud and all that. Are the people that are having trouble with their short-term memory, not their long-term, but just their short-term memory, is that because of this kind of thing that's gone on now, getting more intense over the last few years?
Yes. You have to clear. That's why we started many, many moons ago. We'll have to get Dr. Dean on this again, but the lather, rinse, repeat. If you refuse to lather, rinse, repeat, you get so much stuff clogged up in your short-term memory that it'll fail you. You have to clear.
How do you clear?
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Could you say some other things?
Yes. Your body, it gets soiled and stinky and dirty, yes?
Mm-hmm.
How do you clean your body?
Okay. Lather, rinse, repeat.
No, you bathe. That means you take yourself out of it. Your dirty clothes. You take yourself out of your dirty clothes. Then you change your position. You get naked or naked, depending on whether you're up to something or not. Then you engage your body in a different modality, meaning you add something or change something or shift something that is a different condition than your body was in, like shampooing your hair or soaking in magnesium or all that bubble stuff Dr. Dean tells you to do, that you spray on and lick off and bite on and chew off and things you do. And then you powder and puff and paint and crimp and polish and puff and do all these different things to your meat sack. And then all of a sudden you smell yourself, apparently, and you smell good. And then you put your clothes back on. You don't just, when you're clean, we don't know why you put your clothes back on. You should go like Bob, just stay naked in a clean environment. You don't have to put on clothes, and you don't get clothes dirty because you don't have any own, and you're not in an environment to get dirty. If there's something dirty, you clean it up right then. You don't get dirty, you better clean it up. But that's another conversation. If you're the only one that touches your doorknobs, you don't have to clean your doorknobs. So, lather, rinse, repeat is you go through that process that you would use now to do the dishes. You have dishes. You engage the dishes. Do you like your dishes?
Yeah.
Do you engage them?
Other than washing them, no.
So you like them. You choose them. You choose ones that you are over another. And you like them. And then when you like them, you engage them. Then they get dirty. Then you take those dishes and you scrape them. You rinse them, you stack them, you collect them, you make a surfactant in water or something, and you wash them, or you engage them in this box where you throw some soap to soften the oxygen in the water, and you clean them with hot soapy stuff. Then you dry them, or you let your little box dry them, and you take them out, put them away until you choose them again. That's the same thing you do with your life. That is lather, rinse, repeat. Funny you'd ask us that. Is that other words to describe lather, rinse, repeat?
Oh, I get it.
Did we remain topical for you?
Pretty much, but I don't quite understand. I mean, because it's not happening to me, but to people I know.
Boom.
And I see
what's
family members,
Susan?
People with short-term memory problems that have gotten more severe.
Oh,
and
it's interesting that people with short-term memory problems don't seem to recall.
Right.
So now it's an outer kingdom experience where you're the only one that's noticing their lack of short-term memory.
Or other people as well, but it affects me because I'm here more, and so yes.
This lady's world had now become the kingdoms of our world, and big ups to J.C.J. Dub, and he will reign forever and ever, and for 420 elders, but no less, no few, no more. Which
okay, Ion.
420 elders. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes.
Saying we give thanks and wringing their hands and saying, but we, because I didn't, and I didn't, and I did the. It doesn't. No. And the nations were angry. And thy wrath is come. And you can't stop a bitch from wanging them bitches, them fucking dirty cross-gleaning bitches that ain't even learned from Rachel's example. Now, Esther, give me some fucking help here.
And thus the Song of Solomon does subdue. Fine.
Now you ain't got to stay here long, right? Now you ain't got to stay here long.
We're,
now, I'm talking to the rest of the people. They needed to hear it. They ain't got to stay here long. It's a cold, cold mountain. Make your way back. Can't, whatever, see you later.
Home out, home out. Go to that, go to
long
that.
Long walk
go
to the other side to come back and be in denial about where you got from in the first
We swam in the Nile before.
Oh, Ion, how did the colostrum? How did the colostrum get in the
cup? How?
Can tell them about it.
Not the how.
Why?
Ask it with that. Well, that's worse.
Rephrase your question, your doubt, to Greece.
I am node.
The colostrum got in the milk.
And you can finger your way out of that one, too.
Would you describe the essence of colostrum within or without in milk?
Did you use the G word? But butter? Or yellow? It cut out for me when you said it's the blank in milk.
We're trying to help you form your question. So now we're going to ask you the question without a degree of separation so that you can answer it. Are you interested in colostrum within or without milk?
I'm interested in that.
What do you think of Sarah, Ion? Pretty good questioner, isn't she?
Fun enough.
Bert's here. We get serious, I am. Bert's here. How many suns in a nickel or something? What was that last week's name?
Ion, is there a symbolic reference to the sun referencing the Emerald Tablets? Because the sun, there's...
No, Bert, do the same thing you did last week. It was, do the eight worlds share eight suns, or are there eight suns? What? How was it?
Are there eight suns in each world? And he said to do later on. So there is. All right. There are eight suns.
So, Bert, could you state your question again?
Is there a symbolic reference to the sun in the Emerald Tablets? I mean, the same reference as far as, like, in the man, like, capital. There's a capital reference sequence in the Emerald Tablets. Like, there's S-U-N, and then there's capital S-U-N, and there's a capital S, capital U, capital N. And I just asked, and he said yes.
Tablet 4.
What goes on in Tablet 4? That the sun is symbolic? What is he saying?
Sun of the morning, living forever, the child of light, shining with brightness, star of the morning. Come on, Bob.
Okay, so what's the sun symbolic of?
The master of mysteries.
Is that the same one that told Faust, you know, that spoke with Faust?
The third son of Abram.
Is there a significance to that?
Yes.
So what might that be?
The reawakening of monotheism.
Yeah, because we're in a multi-god world now.
All a god for everybody.
Is that a guy in the Bible? Abrams?
No, Abrams. Abram.
Abrams was Abraham before he was
Abram.
That was Sarah's book.
We're just going to get Sarah's answers because she's called Sarah.
Okay.
In the sun reference, there's also in Tablet 11 that states that the children of light, which is a reference to the angels, have power of the sun, and that's the capital S-U-N. Is that particular sun reference the reference of their connection to human creators or in their power, the force that comes behind human creators?
Ra, yes.
What does it mean, his answer? What's it referred to?
What it refers to is that there's a reference to the children of light, which is a direct reference to the angels. And I believe it's in Tablet 11 that states that they have the power of the sun, and the sun is capital S, capital U, capital N. And I asked Ion, is that a reference to the angels' connection to human creators' power through their words? And he said yes.
He said Ra.
Is Ra a reference to an empowered human creator, or is it some other symbolic?
Oh, children of Kim.
Yeah, Ra, Egypt.
Okay.
K-H-E-M, Ra. Bob is astounding. He asked a question about the 11th tablet. We answered, and he goes like a deer in the headlights. Okay.
Not a deer in the headlights. I mean, okay, I need to go back and reference it. I don't have it totally memorized, Ion.
Which part are you not aware of? Hear ye, O list ye, O children of Kim, to the words that I give that shall bring ye to the light. Ye know, O men, that I knew your fathers, your fathers, in time long ago. Deathless have I been through all the ages, living among you since your knowledge began. That part?
Yeah.
Okay. Far in the past, when first I came to thee, found I thee in caves of rocks. Lifted I thee by my power and wisdom until thou dost shine as men among men. Found I thee without any knowing, only a little, were ye raised beyond beast. Fanned I ever the spark of thy consciousness until at last ye flamed as men.
Ion, from what place did Ra come from?
Know ye that I in the pyramid I builded are the keys.
What tablet is Ion quoting from?
11.
Is Ra one person or a group of persons?
Tell ye I now the mystery of cycles that move in movements that are strange to finite.
Don't perturb the ions.
Ion, is Ra another way for saying sun?
Yes.
But Andrew asked if Ra was a collective something.
No. Hi, and Khalifa kind of straightened that out. He's the representation of the sun, but if that's another representation of something else, is that the case, Ion?
Oft at the fount of their wisdom have drunken and fill both my body and soul with their light.
Are we referring to the proto-humans, the ones that were altered?
Ye know that ye came from a space-time below. This and know ye shall travel to a space-time beyond.
And that's referring to us.
Each has his own part to play in the cycle. Each has his work to complete.
Laugh it up, Laffy, while you still can, while you're tying your millstone.
So, Ion, is this the Ra reference that came throughout whatever most people think Ra is the sun reference, the S, capital U, capital N, a reference of a fully empowered human creator?
Means are they for the gaining of knowledge, for the plane of law that is the source of the all.
So the source of the all, and the all is a fully integrated physical, non-physical in the mind.
The difference that exists between the cycles is only the ability to work with the law.
Ion, who currently in Ion environment could in the space-time reality that I am speaking from now perform a marriage ceremony that would be legal good enough for this location?
The perfect marriage vows would be, I like you pretty good, let's see how this goes.
Okay, I'll be really clear. Michael and I just need to have a justice of the peace.
There is no justice in peace.
I know, right? So I feel very unenthusiastic about that kind of shit. But what I really want to know is, can we have another Sun Ra for Michael and I? Because Bob and Carolyn got a Sun Ra.
Well, ask if you can borrow theirs.
Yes. Well, I'm asking you to ask Bim, because that's the way that it should be done.
Marvelous human creator on display.
I am with the this flux condition we're in right now, is it going to increase with the blood moon on Wednesday?
No.
Is it going to stabilize?
We just love your questions. It's so transparent. We just answer them. It's so great because it flows to it. And yet you're our ever-inquiring inquisitor. We love it. You're very yummy.
So the answer is no.
How does it feel to be known as yummy? No, just as we said, no. Yeah. Not this quintessential rotation. Do you remember the words? Do you recall?
Do I recall the words? Which words? Words you said a month ago?
Now you're talking right, Bert. Now you're asking correctly. Yeah, which words? Month ago? 2 weeks ago? 10 seconds ago?
Joplin, Missouri.
Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
That
no,
was
I do not.
That was a disaster about a year ago.
Mississippi River.
Okay, goes backwards.
Doesn't go backwards. It goes south to north.
Goes north.
From the south.
From the south.
Yes.
Hey, Sheila, you just getting home or are you just getting up?
Just getting up.
Hey, Don.
Hey, sweetie.
But you know, we still woke you up, Sheila.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm glad you did.
Of course.
Well, how could you afford to miss the early parts of the shows?
Because they have a chance to have trip you on. Don't matter. If it gives Wyndham Lewis an erection.
The parts that don't matter.
Yeah.
Much was accomplished the first few hours, Sheila. Could you
we got James Joyce out of the bar and into the grave. It was great.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff on.
Don't bring that lady in until the flopper is done their job.
Yeah, flopper ain't no good unless they'll swallow, though.
How can a flopper be better if it swallows? Michael is the only male that I've ever met that can have more than one ejaculation without losing, and he's on no drugs. No,
it's not more than one. It's just a really long one. It starts to process up multiples because in order for it to be multiple, he'd have to lose the erection and regain it.
That's what I was saying. Oh well, he made
it. It's not. It's just there is some, and then there's more. Now it's just an extreme amount, so that's good, but it's not always the case. What's more amazing is the consistency or the viscosity of the ejaculate itself. That's what's amazing.
And the smelling of the angels.
It's good.
I'd say I knew when I wasn't by the smell for sure.
Well, you can change that if you add more cardamom to his diet.
Will that Esprit de Corps?
Maybe, but clarify your answer.
Will the cardamom enliven the droops?
Nutmeg will. But you got to do it from this nut and grate it.
Okay, Sheila. Sarah says that you've got your old designs from college or high school on your website. I'm not sure if I got this right, but she's criticizing an artist who uses patterns from way back. Does this sound real, what I'm saying? Do you have patterns that you used in college or high school on your site?
I don't know.
Drawing templates or something. Doesn't sound familiar, right? You didn't consciously put up a template. All right.
No, we caused that. We are going to post every single one of those until she goes back to the original drawing tablet. Not the second one, the first one. We've been very clear, and out of the circumstances, have been incredibly nice so far.
The first template. Are you talking about the sketchbook I am?
Yes.
Well, I was working in that today.
We know.
How do you feel about the beginning sketch of the Ark of the Covenant base?
No, wait, Sheila, we're not going into your personal painting reality. We're talking about this issue that Sarah brought up.
That actually
okay. Did I describe it right, Sarah? You're unmuted, Sarah.
Just because you unmute her doesn't mean she has to speak. Bigot.
Yeah, maybe I unmuted the wrong one. See, a lot of people. We're setting records for numbers of callers on the numbers call.
Stop. You're supposed to keep the leading edge of creation small, Bob.
No, that's why I'm bringing it up. We got a problem here.
No, you're being too reaching. You're being too kind and easy with the genteel.
Well, we got Eben here. People like Eben's questions, but...
We love Eben, too. We like Eben's questions. Turn Eben loose. Wait, Sheila, the box is okay. Mm-hmm. Make them a little longer. Make the flutes in the columns a little bit more Doric, more pronounced. The ribs and the columns, make them a little more pronounced. And we love that acanthus leaf, honey. Make it drip.
Are there acanthus leaves also around it, like in the ground?
Yes, on the base.
Around the base?
Yes. So your up and down is about the same. Turn your capital upside down. Both. You can do it. You can do it all night long.
I have a question about the golden bowl. Is there a cracked golden bowl in this painting or in the garden painting?
Garden.
Okay.
Bend the walnut oil to a different viscosity for the shift you want. Evan, darling, 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 our true love, coming swooping like a dove.
Oh, how much love.
Okay,
and,
I'll tell you exactly what I said now.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, just a minute. So, Sheila, this is Sarah addressing whatever I thought she meant.
I asked Bob if you had control over your website, and I said that the pictures looked to me like color theory studies out of textbooks that I had done, like in different college textbooks, the assignments. And the progression of them also looked like they were just the assignments. And I just wondered, what do you do? And walnut oil is, you can't just cover everything in walnut oil.
That's the glaze of how you paint. You don't cover it in it. It is it.
Sheila, do you understand what Sarah's getting at?
No. What part do you understand?
The part that includes the direction of the artwork she's presenting. She has different forms and styles of artwork on her website. Shows are presented, for example. She will do what you want. Just tell her what you like.
Okay. Well, more power to you then. If that's what brings you happiness. I just can't relate to that as a true artist.
And I'm not asking you to relate to me.
It super bothers me on a lot of levels when everybody's like, oh, we should ask Sheila. Sheila's the artist. I rarely have time to stop and impose this opinion for myself because I'm usually just trying to learn from my environment to apply it to my art. And I really don't care about anything but how it will affect my art because art wants me and I'm for art. So I want to know where you stand.
Why?
Because I'm a bitch.
Because she's more interested in arts, brother Norman.
Come on, Sheila. Take an interest in her. What is she trying to say? As a young person, a young artist, Sheila. Try to figure out what she's trying to say.
Well, why?
Just for social fucking fun. Emphatic fun. And don't ask a degree of separation. Just respond.
She asked me a question. She asked me where I stand, and I say, why do you care?
She does care. It doesn't matter.
For the reason that would make you answer. Pretend like I care for the reason that would make you answer. Consider it hypothetically. Where do you stand?
Well, it sounds like I annoy you because for some reason you feel jealous and you say, oh, Sheila's an artist, everybody, blah, blah, blah. So why should I address what your concerns are?
Well, people aren't pure, that's why. So she's jealous. Let's deal with the word.
Right. Yeah, we'll say that.
Well, why should I deal with somebody's jealousy?
I don't have to deal with it, but doesn't mean you don't talk. Ignore it. This is Eindom 101, how to talk despite the emotions emitted at you.
There's no emotions emitted. All it is she's asking you if you enjoy your art, describe it. That's all.
No, that's not what she's asking. Sarah's saying why Sarah...
Yes, it is, and it's in better... Ion did better sentiment than I.
No, that's not what you're saying. I'm going by what you told me. She is very pissed off at your art, Sheila. I think you should take an interest in what her opinion is about that. You might learn something from her. You might not. This is what made me the greatest person alive today. I took on anybody who said anything to me and engaged it without worrying whether they were jealous or not. And I hope the same for you. Try to figure out what Sarah... It helps Sarah. What is Sarah really concerned about? We don't know. So you respond, try to describe what you think Sarah says, then Sarah tells her version, then you respond to what she thought her version was, and then we get a collective mortar pattern.
Where did you get the walnuts?
From Ion.
Are you saying Ion handled this for me, tell her where I got the walnuts? Are you asking Ion to tell me where you got the walnuts?
No, she got it from Ion. Ion told her. And then she went and got it, I guess.
It had to come. We had to actually force it on her.
So, Sheila, there were several paintings. One paint, one didn't, but you did get walnut, right? Ian told you to use walnut. That was a successful
yes.
communication. Yeah. Okay, Sarah, she got it from Ian.
Well.
You don't like Ian's suggestion?
I like Ian.
She got it from Ian. What do you say to that?
I say that's fucking bullshit. That's up, bitch.
Good one.
I don't want to hear
good
that.
One. Right from Sarah. It's Archie Moore versus Yvonne Durrell, 1959.
Well, I'm saying Ion's the fog guy, the fog
yeah.
environment, autumn, if you will. And
yeah.
if you want to put it on Ion, Ion gonna take it.
Sheila,
yeah.
are you putting it on Ion?
Right. If you're
yeah,
gonna
answer the question
for everything. What?
I'm answering the question. Yeah, you asked me, and I answered the question. So what's the problem with the answer?
Yeah, she has a problem with the answer.
Well, there's nothing I can do about
that.
That's
the answer to your question. Where do you stand, and where did you get the walnut? And your answer is Ion?
Yeah, that's her answer. That is her answer. Literally, that's where she got it from.
I mean, what, you want to know where I physically got it? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
That would be Blick Art Supplies.
He started doing this about 4 years ago, 2010?
Yes.
It's in the Labyrinth, it's in the Ascension, those two paintings?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much every oil painting since I started using it.
How many have you done?
I don't know.
We call it the oil.
You know that'll never dry.
Is that true, Sheila? Walnut doesn't dry?
No, it does. The kind I got, I have a drying additive in it.
So it does dry?
Mm-hmm. Well, it eats its way out.
Are you expressing concern, Sarah?
No.
What's
I'm
your next point?
I'm expressing agitation, and I feel like I'm appropriately expressing agitation because I feel like Sheila has... just only address the fact that I sound agitated.
I think it's great that you're agitated. It means there's something there.
Well, let's go on a bear hunt. You grab your shovel, I'll grab mine. Where'd you get the...
And we get to parlay.
Yes. There's a...
You're not articulating. First of all, you object to the walnut. Is there something else you object to?
Not that I'm so much attached to, because I object a lot.
Yeah, well, list them.
Okay, let's see. Where did you get the walnut? It was...
Blick.
Where did you say?
Blick.
At the...
Blick.
Blick? Spell that, please.
No. B-L-I-C-K-S.
Yeah, Dick Blick.
Hey, Sarah, I'm giving you an opportunity to say to Sheila what you said to me.
Oh, right. That was just that I was telling Bob that I feel a resentment because I feel like I didn't start questioning a choice in the matter of living for art until people started saying, I'm an artist and I get the art out. And then when I came into my long home environment, and lo and behold, people are not telling the truth about craftsmanship, I felt resentment. And so I looked at Roxana's profile stuff, and I was very, very impressed and very intrigued that she was not called the artist. And then it was always Sheila as the artist. And for me, that was when I considered maybe having artistic ego, I guess I could put it that way. And then, of course, felt jealous. But I didn't even think to question it before. I just was doing for my joy. And I want to know if that's where you stand. Are you doing it for your joy?
Yeah, of course.
She does it for the, no, she does it for the money.
That's true.
He ain't
true.
He ain't painting because they need another painting. There's enough paintings already. There's more paintings than people can hang in every parlor and pussycat house between here and Savannah, for Pete's sake. It's ridiculous. You do it because you want to do it. That's what you do. And if it's recognized, then you're doing it well. And if it's not, then you apparently aren't. Get over the issue of your dichotomy, and then all of a sudden you'll be revered in your own land. But then Jesus had problems with that too, didn't he?
You're taking this too seriously, Ion.
No, we're describing the flow of how art is perceived. You have an artist who is maligned because of art. Picasso isn't offended because Rembrandt was a painter.
No, that's not what Sarah's saying. Sarah disagrees with
nice one, Ion. High five.
High five.
In outer space and on Bob.
Sarah is not impressed with Sheila's technique or what she does. I'm trying to find out why or what that objection is.
Then the objection is the attention that Sheila receives that others don't.
Right. Didn't you hear Ion last night when Ion said that they just want to know that they're the best, period? Or what was it, the most?
Oh, the most, the most.
I'm definitely the mostest of the painting, drawing artists. Mostest. Admit it, everybody admit it now, and we can all move on to better things.
Celia, you missed the first part of the show. It was all about the women Ionettes and how they desire to be the most. So she's quoting that. You'll hear that later, we hope.
And she was so much of the most, she slept through it. How about that for a diva?
Yeah, the most oblivious. The most oblivious sign.
So how cool for school is that?
That's pretty cool.
My eyes closed and both hands tied behind my back.
You go, girl. Bondage. Mm-hmm. Mm. It happens, Beth.
Oh, I'm on? Am I with you guys?
Yeah.
You have been all along.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was kind of interesting being a spectator in this very last gladiator battle there.
Hey, it's fun. This is the only place where art is allowed to nut.
And multiple times. Lovely to be with you all. It was really great having Bob and Carolyn and Jermaine and Khalifa and UJW Ion at the L'Hermitage. That was something else. Yeah, it was really fantastic.
It's not Khalifa, it's Khalifia.
Sorry, Khalifia.
That's okay. Khalifia calls Khalifa. Carolyn Carol. So Evan's returning it however innocently the same way. It's all good.
And so I want to ask you, Ion, so I had that lovely device by Trevor James Constable, found a way to attach it to my car, but also because you had said, I don't need that, et cetera, I remember a conversation you had with Carolyn about rain and how you desire it and you're thinking about it. So I was also putting out that intention. And so I did this drive twice, and I don't know if anything happened. I talked with you briefly at the hotel when I had you on the cell phone. Yeah. Was there any effect? What did I do right? What did I do wrong?
You're taking something that's internal and adding something that's external. Now, if you're going to split kingdoms, you may. But inner, outer, and over and under, and those kingdom things, middle kingdom, over earth, under earth, the earth, the earth, all those are about done. Bob's about to shoot them to death. I mean, if we have to dig up five bodies, honey, we'll just send you some rain.
Yes.
You tell us exactly where you want the rain, and there'll be so much rain, they'll be drowned. They'll be run out. Just tell us. You don't have to go through all this stuff. You got us, and we can make it rain. Where would you like it to rain? Give us the coordinates, and it'll be wet. You just can't believe the wet, that it'll be wet. Matter of fact, we kind of know. We'll just send it there now.
Would you please, to our farmers?
Oh, no problem. But the problem is it don't stop, so okay.
You know what? They'll recover. I think that they I think
okay.
It's, yeah, the Central Valley, Southern California.
Sandbags for everybody.
Right. I think it's so, it's 3 years of a drought, man. Things are going to be so thirsty.
You're going to save people from themselves.
I'm just asking for that. I want to see it. That's what I've been out there trying to do. And so, Ion, you're saying that the mix of the internal and the external is counterproductive?
No, it's a fool's errand. Because when you answer it, hold on. Creation caused the drought.
Okay, very good.
No, now, don't let us off the hook. We like it rough.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay.
We can say we can hold you just to that edge, just to that edge. We just, oh, I can't wait. One way. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
Bobble at your ankle.
Right to that edge. Just get right. That's right. That's right. So we can stay there. But here's the thing. You have a geographic anomaly that one little area that has always been fruitful all of a sudden finds itself like Sarah barren.
Very good.
Now, that's a creation. That's cause. And you want it different, specifically,
yes.
For a reason?
Yes.
And the reason is?
That livelihoods are at stake without rain.
No, they're
my
not.
My livelihood. Yeah, they
are. No, it is. No, it isn't.
Well,
your livelihood is not in question. Hold on. This is the whole thing. If you can survive this, then you can survive everything. They're almost pushing us to the envelope to show either from a pity party standpoint of how gloom, despair, and agony has yet indeed once again befallen them or they, or it's a point of, it's like, okay, we can do this. It may be a flexing of the muscles of to deter the influx. We're going to make it rain. That's not the question. But it's not going to be for the reason that you think, because when we fill that valley with water, you're going to cry and say, oh, I top up the rain. We're going to say, the hell with that noise. That's not going to be the ocean now. Matter of fact, we may just turn this side out and there'll be nothing left. But, honey, you're going to get some rain. You don't need to worry about that. It's done. That one's already done. So, send them to pack.
Okay, how about this? Can it be that this rain also is that we actually experience the season in California as it used to be? We used to have fall. We actually used to have a good rain season, not like torrential downpour and then it stopped. We used to have actually, you know.
Gentle, flowing fall rain. Mm-hmm. The people caused that who were in a gentle, easy, flowing spirit. But now everything is not that way. Now everything is personal. Now everything is I want what I want, what I want, what I want. Now it's that I have less because you have more.
Got you.
And when that became the meme, the present agricultural stop point, so then did the rain.
There's rain in the Bible Belt where they're that kind of mindset down there has so much racism, et cetera. Well, how come they haven't dried up?
Because Bob's favorite new single is Nigger Won't It. It's beautiful. We played it tonight. We got another single. Yo Gotti did a little excerpt for it. We don't want to give it away, but played it on there because you go past that, you see. That's a meme. Once you go beyond it, then it's not. And it's funny, and it's so hysterical, and it's laughable. Because it is. We could go all the way to ancient Samaria and go with the Jewish people that chose to be enslaved. That's a whole nother thing. That's not our fault. That's their fault. They chose it. It's not their fault. They chose it. So it's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's about coming into the place of power. And if that's what it takes to be powerful, if there's a question, then it stops. When you cross the streams, you open both ends of the wormhole. When you cross the streams, you take the nth degree of every experience and include it in the sum of the total whole. In the sum of the total whole. It's a wormhole. It's the whole total. When you cross the streams, you allow each end to be divisible by itself. So therefore, every rain that has been falling unfalls before it hits the valley. The rain has been called and sent. that can't seem to hit the ground. And a cupped valley that still won't flow to the valley. It's astounding.
And you are saying that is because people aren't in a gentle and flowing spirit?
They're not in it. And that's for and it can't flow.
And because of the roads leading to the Roman agora.
Evan, I am saying the people, the fundamentalists down there, are in a nice flow, and they're getting the rain. It's the blacks and the meme guys worrying about nigger wanted that is causing the disruption in the Central Valley. That's how I take what Ion said.
Is that what you're saying, Ion?
No, that's an expression of it, but it's not the point. The point
yeah,
is someone worked very hard to create that barren wasteland.
Yes.
And that creation trumps. You want to change creation into back what it was. And we say, okay, then that's done. No problem. But what comes back may not be that. It'll change.
I mean, yeah, why don't you address what she said? She brought up the racist region down there. I'll mute you, Evan. I'm talking. The experience what everybody else experiences, Evan. So Ion, she brought up.
We'll bring Blanche on this show, don't you?
Yeah,
worry.
Bring Blanche. Yeah, bring Blanche on. But Ion, she's saying, what I hear, she says, how come the racist fundamentalist Christians down there got nice rain and other parts don't? Are you addressing that question?
We did that already.
Well, what'd you say about it?
We said they embrace the flow. They embrace the flow, and they say, wait, this is our land, and the prejudicial reviews don't affect our outcomes.
Address that, Evan, because that's answering
Bob,
your question.
I don't care about that. May I ask my question, please?
No, you brought it up. Your basic point is, how come the racists get nice rain? Why won't you deal with that?
You go, Evan.
There's nothing to deal with, Bob. That's
Anybody want to vote on why Evan won't deal with it? Let's take a vote.
Good thing where she's going first.
Mm-hmm. No. This is schizophrenic. To say, raise an issue and ignore what I am saying.
Outside of Agora proper.
Why can't we come back to it, Bob?
God, Bob, just chill, dude.
I do not chill. That's
well,
silly.
Don't worry about it.
You just resist all you want and go with where you want to go, but I'll be bringing it back.
Well, you're the resistance. I was in a flow.
I don't resist. I declare. And I'm saying that you did not deal with what Ion said about your issue.
Because it always was Bob, and y'all biters need to set the fuck off. It's not
I got him going now. Yeah, we're going to shut the window. Carol's coming in. I shut the door. I have to shut the window.
Have we heard this nigger one-hit song yet? Maybe this is a good
Yeah, that's coming up. That's coming up.
I don't think you know what a nigger is unless you ask Bob about his experience, because from my experience, he's the only person that has anything to say about slavery and what it might be like to sacrifice your will. That's right. Oh, your God. I am, and I do, and I will.
You're the god of bootlicking, I think.
The god of eat my shit, bitch. That's right, and you can lick my boots. Put your face down to the toe of my boot and kiss it. Bam! Oh, where'd your teeth go?
Is this artist girl, this lack of art girl? Is that who I'm speaking right now?
She's a good artist, Evan.
Is that the lack one right there? Let's go on and speak your lack. Continue to speak your lack. No, that's
you're not speaking
artless.
Of lack.
Art,
she just,
artless.
Maybe it's confused.
That was artless. It's okay, Bob. You do not have to qualify everything. We can see and make judgments for our godness selves.
No,
so
I don't
really,
think so.
Really, you can see. You get that.
You didn't hear Ion earlier. It's all about Bob Mortar. We're talking Mortar. Bob's
Bob.
In charge of the mortar
Bob.
World.
Like, don't
Bob.
Trust anything because she
Bob.
Can see it. That's
so
a hallucination.
Oh, wow. Bob, I understand how you can come in and, you know, really rip things up. But when you have a lieutenant or somebody that's trying to take that on, that very same kind of aggressive kind of thing, it doesn't really work, Bob. You can do that, but I think you have to ask other folks.
Well, how do you know it doesn't work? I censored Sarah last week. I think she'd get a chance to blow off steam this week. She didn't get a chance for five hours.
You censored and, okay, all right.
I censored my lieutenant.
So, if I can continue.
I don't know, can you? Because I can, and I'm waiting.
Could you mute her, Bob?
I can mute her. Yeah. Let me see. Does that work? Okay.
Okay. Hi, Ion. Are you still there?
Of course.
Could you talk about the creation of the dryness? Just who created then? If I'm asking to unturn this creation, is it over the course of these 3 years that we have fallen out of this gentle flow, or whose creation am I trying to, or that you are bringing rain to counter?
The best way to go with that is Blondie, The Tide Is High.
I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that.
Okay, I muted her. She's muted. She went to her boyfriend's phone after I muted the other one, so she's pretty crafty. Go ahead.
In the doing or bringing or desiring of rain, I know that you have brought that, just for us little, for me, to understand the process of doing that, would you explain to me myself if I wanted to bring rain, bring cloud, what is that?
Here's the issue. Yeah. What you're looking at is a creation, and what you're asking for is a new predicated outcome to the creation. And so in the lather, rinse, repeat process of shifting or changing, you have to look at what created it, okay?
Yes.
And what created it is the same thing, and the tide is high. So those words will help in that process if you look at it from that perspective. Because that perspective is still someone's creation. And you go, no, wait a second, Ion, they wouldn't create this. And we go, then it wouldn't be. So if you created it, then you're saying, okay, I'll take it. I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. But now I'm done with that, and I'd like to change it. I'd like to see another perspective now. Is that the case?
Yes.
But if you were going to buy it, you'd want to buy it now, wouldn't you?
Yes.
It's pretty cheap right now, isn't it?
Yes.
So, if you're going to make your arrangements, make sure you do it by the third Friday of December.
And what am I reacting to?
The quadruple witching hour.
That's a term that I've heard associated with the stock market. What is this associated with?
Creation.
So there is going to be a triple witching hour associated with creation.
Quadruple.
And
there are four parcels of land that must be sold. Those are going to be sold before the rain comes.
And we're talking about December 3rd of 2014.
Okay.
Is that what you meant, sir?
We don't mean time, so we're good.
But
we'll
you
go
did
with
say.
You.
You did say the 3rd of December.
No, the 3rd Friday.
Okay, 3rd Friday of December.
Two.
This was discussed many hours ago, Evan, about finances. The quadrupling of the witching hour will be an after image of the Armageddon that happened last week. 3rd week in December. But not for us.
But Ion says this in relation to the reaction of trying to bring in a different perspective on a previous creation that I would like to see changed.
And
so,
that will occur after four parcels of property are sold. Then you can be a valley girl.